I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the crowd roared for Rory. Yep. Rory McIlroy, he is your Masters champ. Gets the green jacket, strutting around. But he almost blew it on the 18th, man. He hit a bogey, and it was his to lose, and he almost did. Mm. And then he had to go against Justin Rose and play an additional hole, and he birdied that one, I do believe. And that was that. Orange and blue game. And you had the blue beating the orange, 38-32. And senior fifth-year running back Jacoby Jackson, he was tearing it up. 198 yards and three touchdowns, and they had like 42 different quarterbacks playing. So I can't even keep track of it at this point.
He may be exaggerating just a little bit.
It's possible.
Possible.
Good act. All right, what else we got going on? As the White House focuses on cracking down on illegal immigration on the southern border. Experts warn that the maritime industry along the northern border faces threats from bad actors and the risk of foreign influence. We'll get into that further in just a minute, but I want to remind you that you are listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, we're here to make Mondays great, but this idea of, you know, border security is a difficult one because our borders, especially our northern border, that's crazy long. How do you truly protect that? But here we are. Fox News Digital with Jim Weekly, president of the Lake Carriers Association, retired U.S. Coast Guard officer. They talked about national security risks along the Great Lakes and the Detroit sector of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which covers parts of Michigan and northern Ohio along the U.S.-Canadian border. What people outside the region or outside of law enforcement often don't understand is that border security or any type of perimeter security is a lot like a tube of toothpaste. If you apply pressure in one area, such as the southern border, the threat simply shifts to another part of the perimeter.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So as we, rightfully in my view, reinforce our southern border, which has proven to be significantly lax, bad actors looking to smuggle terrorists, humans, fentanyl, or other contraband will likely redirect their efforts to possibly our northern border. And also that the lower standards in Canada serve as a national security risk in the U.S. due to the stricter inspection and manning regulations. To work on a U.S. vessel, officials must be U.S. citizens, and most crews must be at least green card holders, with limits on how many non-citizens can be on board. In contrast, Canada allows sailors and officers from a wide range of countries, including the Philippines, Jamaica, and Ukraine. Canadian companies can also issue pilotage endorsements, unlike the U.S., where it's tightly regulated by the U.S. Coast Guard. That means a Canadian vessel, even on Lake Michigan, where there's no Canadian border, could be operated by foreign nationals with minimal oversight.
Wow.
They also carry fewer pilots and use cheaper Chinese subsidized ships, which further lowers their cost. So, yeah, we've got border issues all along our entire border. And that's just an illustration of one area of concern. Are we still worried about the terrible, terrible tariffs? Gnashing our terrible teeth?
Oh, as long as they can keep it stirred up, yes.
Well, as long as they're also taking in the factual information, which, of course,
well,
the lefty, can't even say journalists, the lefty agenda pushers don't get it. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett, Sunday, CNN, State of the Union, said that the Trump administration was negotiating trade policies with 130 countries.
Ooh, wow.
Host Jake Tapper said, what do you say to small business owners or even big business owners who say they're having difficulty making long-term business decisions because the country seems right now to be run by capricious whim? Are you kidding me? So, are they, again, is this, are you ignorant? Do you know that Trump does not have a strategy? Is it the fact that you don't understand what the strategy may be? Or do you really think he's not, he's just throwing darts at a dartboard? Do they believe that? We know you hate him, but do you really believe that? Well, the Economic Council Director, National Hassett, said, oh, I don't think at all that it's run by capricious whim. The way that I would think about it is that in the previous administration, you could sort of say, if you're thinking about it in a football analogy, is that they were running out the clock. And what's going on now in the Trump administration is across a wide array of policy areas. We're in a two-minute offense, and the two-minute offense is pushing, as you've seen, the reconciliation bill through so that we can get tax relief for the American people, deregulation, and trade policy. Then he added, now, on the trade policy, the whole point of the trade policy is to address the national emergency that we're too dependent on foreign products in the U.S., especially if we were at a time of conflict and we're doing something about that. The Reciprocal Act is basically, guys, if you come to the table and negotiate with us and treat us the same way we treat you, then you'll get your rate really low.
Nice.
And so for right now, 130 countries have responded, and we're negotiating with them. And they've got their rate, some of them down to 10%. So really, it's almost a two-world system. There's a process about China that's not going all that well, and then the process for everybody else. So the process for everybody else is orderly. It's clear. People are coming to town with great, great offers.
Nice.
But yet, yes, Jake Tapper doesn't quite understand it. He really thinks it's like whimsical, like, yeah, what do you want to do today? He doesn't realize.
He probably thinks that Trump must have just been lucky all these decades. You know, like he really didn't have any forethought or a plan or strategy.
And I mean, if you looked at the previous administration, they're actually the kind of statements that you could make about them.
Yes.
What are they doing? Everything was like half-assed and hodgepodge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole border thing. Oh. You know, were people like Jake Tapper, did they ever ask any tough questions about the border? Did he ever bother to go there? And I'm not talking about late in the game, 3 years into it.
No, early on when they were saying nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here, no crisis, no problems, yeah. The border is completely secure.
Right.
Which we know was a lie, and actions were taken totally on purpose. No accidents.
No.
None at all. That border was open, wide open, and they knew what was going to happen. And here we are trying to clean up the mess. But since Trump can walk and chew gum.
Just even walk.
We're going to get it done and then some. Hey, it's your turn. What's bugging you? Something happened over the weekend? To do with driving, politics, whatever it is, call in and air it out and get it off your chest. Make you feel better. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now. Ready? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time now for a segment we call What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. I'll be one of those. But go ahead, call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Greg, you got anything that's bugging you?
I've used it before, but it happened again, and it just ticks me off. And that's the I know I'm repeating myself here. The people that use the pickup parking spots at Sam's just to park. No, it's for the people who are picking up their groceries, who are bringing them out and taking. It's like you got 19 spots there, but you feel privileged that, well, I don't want to have to park farther away or find one that might be a little less convenient and actually walk to the front door. I'm going to take up a spot where a customer is trying to look for a place to pull in to get their stinking groceries. I just hate that privileged or whatever mentality.
Yeah, I was going to say what's at the heart of it is I don't care what the sign says, I'm parking here.
Exactly.
Or do you think it's, well, yeah, I mean, I'm I'm going in and pick. I'm going to pick up something and buy it.
That's not what it's for.
I know. Do they? You think they understand that, or
they're
it's totally
numbered? They're labeled. You've got. Yeah, they know what they're for.
It's pretty obvious.
Yes. Again, you'll see multiple people do that at a given time. They've actually had to add more, and no doubt that's part of the reason why is people are using them up. It's irritating, though.
Yeah. No,
like,
it is.
Why do you think you are above the rest of us peons who actually go out to find a regular parking spot?
Well, it's like, you know, when people park, like, right on top of the line.
Oh, and then you can't even get in the next spot?
Well, because parking spots are already, I think they've changed them from probably, you know, 30 years ago and made them narrower.
Yeah, they are.
Because that way they can go, you could get more spots in there. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you're in a wide open parking lot, there's nobody there. I don't give a flip how you park. You
take
can park
seven of them,
long
Monica.
Ways, right. Sideways, yep. Backwards. But when you know it's a busy, congested
yes.
parking lot, can you take just a little bit extra care
uh-huh.
to make sure that you're, you know, within the lines? Now, the only defense sometimes is if the guy next to you, he did it,
yeah.
and you don't have a lot of choice, you're like, I want to try to stay within the lines, but I don't want my door smashed in either.
Yeah. I try to go find a different spot when I find myself in that situation. And if I pull in and I look and I'm like, wow, Cassidy, you did a really bad job of parking, I'll get back in and scoot it over. Because again, yeah, it's an inconvenience for yourself, but you don't want your door getting dinged. And again, you're forcing a whole line now of people to go down the line and all be parked wrong. It's really, you know, it's not that difficult, you know?
It's not.
It's really not.
Occasionally, I don't know why, but sometimes, it doesn't seem like, I go, wait a second. There's no way I could be that crooked, and I don't know what you...
I don't know what I...
Is it other vehicles you're using as a guidepost or what?
I've done that.
And you're like, let me kind of fix that. Let me kind of have a redo there.
Yeah.
Pretty rare, but yes, if it looks tight to mm-hmm. me, yeah. I almost always forego it and say... You know, I'll find something.
Well, you know, just parking lots in general, and it's not Rural King's fault in the sense that they bought the building. That used to be the original Sam's, the one in Gainesville.
Never a Kmart? No, Sam's?
It was Sam's. Sam's Club.
Okay.
And so the problem with that parking lot, and again, it's whoever let them do it in the city, you know, they kind of oversee all this stuff. The parking spots are small. They are so tiny, it feels like, and there's no space between them. You know how some parking lots will have a double line between each space just to kind of buffer you a little bit? There's none of that. Well, what's bad is now it's a Rural King. Well, 90% of the people that go to Rural King are in a huge pickup
yeah.
truck or an SUV or whatever.
Yeah.
There is no way any of those vehicles will fit just in one parking spot. It's either hanging out over the sidewalk, or it's hanging out in the driving lane, or it's taking up more than one. And a lot of guys will do exactly what you talked about. They'll go farther out, and they'll take up more than one because they almost
have to.
And if you've got a trailer or something, obviously you have to as well. But the irony of what that parking lot became and how small the slots are, it's like they never even thought about that, I guess. It should have been redone when they took over the building.
Well,
really.
Back at the time when they originally probably platted that out, so to speak, that's when the really hardcore lefty weirdos began to take over.
Yeah.
And I think what they were thinking is, you know, if you have a regular, like, full-size automobile with a big gas-guzzling engine on it, you are going to have difficulty putting it in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're smart like the rest of us, or like the communist Chinese, your bicycle will fit very, very easily within that confined spot.
You do have to wonder how these get planned. And probably the worst one is the one, again, this is Gainesville, because it seems to be worse in Gainesville than Ocala for whatever reason.
Oh, for all the reasons you think and know.
Yeah, the one there on the corner of University and 62nd near the mall, but it's where Burger King is at, right there on that corner.
Yes.
They've added businesses over the years, which means they've added parking to that piece of property over the years. And the parking lots don't match up within that one plot of land.
Mm.
So, like, if you are, if you're, say, going east in that parking lot behind Burger King towards...
There's a betting place, yeah.
You are directly nose-to-nose with the people coming west on that parking lot.
Like a collision course.
Yes, they don't line up. And so people just drive like willy-nilly all through that thing because the lines are it's just a terrible, terrible when they made additions, they just did a really bad job of it. Nothing lines up.
Oh, you know what's tough?
What's that?
Go in that parking lot, and then when you go to leave,
yes,
try to make a left out of there.
Oh, on the, like, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
They see, but it's so funny, like so
like
many
out
things.
Of six, on the 62nd.
Yes.
Yeah, forget
so
it.
Many things they don't allow you to do. Now I see like medians. Medians, I would scoff at medians because I'm in my truck. I would scoff at them. Now they're making them like three stories tall. Like, yeah, we've seen
you.
You
know, it's all about Bob. They're like, oh. We'll show Bob.
God, I'm trying to think where I was the other day with a speed bump, and I go, what's with the speed bumps that basically, like, would take your fillings out, even when you've slowed way down for them?
Yeah.
Like, really? Is that really necessary? Even if you roll super slow over them, it's still like, ba-boom, ba-boom. Yeah.
You should have seen that, folks, just the illustration that I just saw in the studio.
You know whoever put that in there. Specifically, never ever has to traverse that particular area. I guarantee it.
No.
Guarantee it. All right. Coming up, Bill Maher. You know, every once in a while, kooky Bill Maher, he's like a blind squirrel. He gets a nut.
Wow.
Every once in a while. Yep. I'll share his tiny little pearl of wisdom with you coming up next. On News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Oh, and maybe I'll give you a code word, too. Hang in there. Another day in paradise. Yeah, we're going to make it great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, Bill Maher, the guy from HBO, his own show, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't like build or make anything, does he?
No.
Because he's saying things that are starting to make sense. I wonder if he's going to switch over to the to the good side, and then people are going to hate him and start destroying things related to him, like they did with, you know what I mean?
Setting them on fire or something.
Exactly.
Like if he made, I don't know, Bill Maher widgets. Everybody would be like torching widgets all over the place.
Torching widgets. Yeah. Hey, I've got something really good, upbeat, and fun, and for Americans.
Yeah?
For everybody.
Okay.
Rock the Country, a festival for We the People, 97.3 The Sky. We got you free tickets. And apparently we've got several pair. Ooh. Today we will give away a pair, but you need the code word. And I will not give the code word out until I get... Yep. And Greg gets a fresh apple fritter. We just will.
Suddenly the donut connection just got swamped with people. Hello. Yeah, right.
Now, here's the code word. It is KID, as in Kid Rock. KID, K-I-D. You just text KID to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets for this huge two-day concert with Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback. It's all coming May 9th and 10th to Ocala. And so that's all you have to do. Just text KID to 20357, and then we'll do another code word again tomorrow and the next day. And as long as we have tickets, we'll keep doing it. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
By the way, I should let folks know, because we found out during the What's Bugging You segment, and it bugs us, that our phones are dead this morning. That's the magic of digital. They're not working for some reason. So if you're trying to get us and you're like, come on, answer the phone! We'd love to, but they're not working.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Technology.
Oh, I know. Well, this phone thing is new. You know, the whole phone system, you know, it's been, just last Thursday that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, and it's still it's off to a rocky start so far.
It's off to.
You know, yeah, right. So, you know.
You know what he said from his grave?
What was that?
It ain't broke, don't fix it, dummies.
Yeah.
And Watson said, could you repeat that, sir?
Yes.
What? Bill Maher, Bill Maher, who, you know, lefty comedian, who, I'll be honest with you, he always got on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. But once in a while.
Once in a while, he does. He since this whole lefty thing got so far out of control, and in other words, like radical, like there's nothing logical. You can't defend it.
He is a logical guy.
He's a logical guy. Yes. So when he scratches his head, he goes, man, you can tell he goes, these are my peeps. Like, this is my show. I want to be able to defend it, but I can't. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He said on his one of his latest broadcasts, Real Time on HBO, he discussed his meeting with President Donald Trump. You know who set that up? Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Trump was very receptive to criticism and said, I voted for Clinton and Obama, but I would never feel comfortable talking to them the way I was able to talk with Donald Trump.
That's profound.
That is pretty big right there.
That is. Well, we have said that he is much more a common man and has, despite himself being a billionaire, he can relate to everyday people much better than most can.
Yep. He said, but it doesn't matter who he is at a private dinner with a comedian. It matters who he is on the world stage. Okay. He began by saying that Trump was much different than the person who had tweeted negatively about him the day before the meeting. Hmm. And Trump wants respect like everyone does. Marr said, he said, he's much more self-aware than he lets on in public. Look, I get it. It doesn't matter who he is at a private dinner. It matters who he is on the world stage. I was just, you know, taking it as a positive that this person exists, because everything I've ever not liked about him was, I swear to God, absent, at least on this night with this guy.
Interesting.
There's been other people who, if they're willing to meet with him, they come away with this much better feeling, almost they're kind of astonished in some ways.
But it's easy to be critical. It's kind of like, you know, the what do you call them? The keyboard, whatever. It's
Warriors.
Warriors. It's kind of the same thing. You can blast somebody, you know, because they're on TV, they're whatever, they're on a stage, they're in political office. But when you sit down and you have a conversation with them, now it's a real person. You can't just be that jerk because you don't like maybe what they said or some superficial thing that is in your own perception.
And remember, the tweets are seen by everybody, you know, on X. They're seen by everybody. When you meet and sit down with somebody, that's a small group of people, or maybe just even, you know, a couple of you. So the tweets that are seen by everybody, he knows that. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they're tailored for a larger audience. They come off being personal, but he knows the way they're going to be read will not be personal. And he uses that. It's just another part of his strategy. But Marr further stated that Trump genuinely asked for his opinion on the nuclear situation with Iran and other issues, and took in Marr's criticism over Trump ending the Iran nuclear deal, laughed at jokes that Bill Maher made, and even when Marr made fun of him. He added, I never felt I had to walk on eggshells around him, and honestly, I voted for Clinton and Obama. I wouldn't feel comfortable in the same situation with them and talking about the same things. But he says, you know, he doesn't think that Trump is going to change any of his policies either, maybe based on their meeting.
Right.
But at least he's starting to understand that this is a genuine human being. Mm-hmm. And he does care about people. He definitely cares about America. And that saying some things to a larger audience, or tweeting them out, or putting them on social media and in his social media outlet, he's using that.
Right. It's a tool.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. But when you look at it, you know, man to man, shake hands, it's like, okay, you know, we can get down to business, or what, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What are the issues?
Right.
But.
And talking to someone, you then will get a more of a real feeling of how sharp are they? How smart are they? You know, because they're real at that point.
And since the attempt was made on his life, he seems like he has turned it down a notch.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'd maybe not two notches,
but
a notch.
One.
He did
most days.
He did issue a Passover message to Jewish families in the United States and people in Israel, telling them to have a blessed Passover holiday. A video posted on X by White House account Trump explained the story of Exodus is a reminder not only of the enduring strength of the Jewish people, but that it also served as an important reminder to put faith in Almighty God, no matter what the circumstances are.
Cool. Good point.
I want to wish the Jewish people in America and Israel all around the world a very happy Passover. Every year at this time, Jewish families celebrate God's liberation of the ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt, guiding them through the prophet Moses on a 40-year journey to a very, very promised land.
Let my people go.
Yeah. And he's getting things done. Mm-hmm. There is, what did I say, 130 countries, I believe, we're actually having some form of negotiations with right now when it comes to the tariffs. And, yeah, the elephant in the room is going to be China. But the more and the better deals we can make with everyone else, the more it will tend to isolate China. And hopefully some of these things will be deals to say, hey, if they already have the manufacturing apparatus for some things that we really need until we can get up and running to give them the business rather than giving it to China, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. All righty. We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also got a big old pickleball tournament that Betsy Papine and her team put on, and her her charity part of her business called Papine Gives, and it's going to be April 26th and 27th in Gainesville here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. They raise money for Habitat for Humanity, a lot of money. So if you'd like to get involved, pickleballbrackets.com. That's pickleballbrackets.com, and then look for Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open. And it's going to be fun and for an excellent cause. Right now, you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is The Bob Rose Show. It's my it's definitely Monday. Monday hijinks of some sort. We'll all get through it together. It's what we do. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. It's The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I hope you had a fine weekend. The weather was absolutely gorgeous. And we know there were so many good things going on in the area. One of the biggest things was the orange and blue game, and Blue beats Orange 38-32. Fifth-year senior running back Jacoby Jackson tore it up with 198 yards and three touchdowns. Wow! And so I think a great time was had by everybody there. Of course, the Masters was this weekend in Augusta, and Rory McIlroy, who I think he just has a big following. The fans love him, but there's a little Sunday something that sometimes doesn't work in his favor. And he was leading going into 18, and he bogeyed, and it was not a crazy hard putt. I mean, it's a putt that was so easy, I might have been able to make it.
That is easy.
Well, TV will never tell you what the green truly looks like, so that's not fair. But it's I don't think it was considered a very tough one, and so you'd say he kind of choked. And so that means he was tied with Justin Rose. So they play another hole. It's like sudden death. They go to the 18th again, and this time Rory McIlroy came out on top, and this is a big deal. And good for him. I think the purse. Let's see, it's $4 million. Four and change. I think second place is like two and change. Third place is one and change. But, I mean, now he's got kind of a, you know, he's got a legacy going, and that, of course, you get the endorsements. Like, I mean, he's already got them, but this will raise his value and raise his prominence, and he is the so he's won his first green jacket, and the reason why that is even further important is because that makes it the whole thing a grand slam. In other words, he's won all the majors. So
amazing.
Yeah, 4.2 million to be exact. Yeah, that's what the prize money is. It's not bad.
I'd take the change. You called it four and change. I'd take the point two.
You take? Would you?
I can get by on that for a while. Yeah.
See, that's nice. Well,
I'm not greedy.
Just you need to put a little sign up at the bank.
Yeah.
You know, round up for Greg. That's we'd call it.
Ooh, now I like the way you're thinking.
I might be onto something.
Yeah.
I take that idea back, Greg.
Of course you do.
Don't use that idea.
It could work.
All right. What else do we have going on? What's our awesome president up to, other than wishing everybody a fantastic Passover that he passed along to everybody? You had Bill Maher even singing Trump's praises. That's pretty strong stuff. And that, he steps into the star-studded UFC 314. And the place goes crazy. It sounded like this. Craig's going to stop.
That's when your CPAP machine messes up. That's what that is.
Hey. Okay.
What?
I'm getting a new one tomorrow.
Woo. Good.
Yeah, this one's going to be turbocharged. I think that's a good thing, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't know.
Could be.
The president was having a good time. UFC 314 in Miami. Saturday night, the place went into an absolute frenzy. I mean, that's a Trump crowd. Yep. Had a gold tie on, flanked by his entourage. Some of even his grandchildren were there. Of course, UFC CEO Dana White and Congressman Byron Donalds.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, you know. That's who Trump endorsed for governor of Florida.
That's not by accident.
Oh, no.
That is not by accident.
Nope. That's what he does. He plants the seeds. He waters the seeds. Yeah. Brings his friends around, puts his arm around him, says, this is the guy. UFC commentator Joe Rogan asked fellow commentators, if anyone else besides Trump and the UFC fighters has a walk-in as the president's signature entry song, and American Badass was blasting by Kid Rock in the arena. Like, wow. Yep. And one of the announcers says, give him the walkout. People love it. The president greeted cabinet members and celebrities as he took a seat in the arena after shaking hands with Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports, the CEO, and also HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was there. Trump made his way to the commentators and even gave Rogan a hug.
That's nice.
Well, I got to tell you, I think Rogan put him over the top.
Uh-huh.
I think he was probably the difference in a few swing states and uh-huh. You know, I'll give him at least some credit, if not, maybe a little bit more. I mean, he speaks to an audience and has a lot of sway with that audience.
Well, he gave him great exposure, and I think he was blown away by how long Trump just sat there, never left the studio. How many answers, all the answers he got to the questions he wanted. I mean, I think it helped both of them.
The president was hanging out a little bit with Shaq, the Shaq daddy,
mm-hmm.
and they were, patting each other on the back and, shaking hands and what have you. And but Shaq got the last laugh in. Apparently, when he slapped the president lightly, on the back,
yeah,
and this thing, buy Gold Bond, medicated powder, and it was on. Yeah, that's Shaq. He's a
he
knows
selling.
How to sell, brother.
He's always selling something. Yeah.
Marco Rubio was there. Elon Musk was there. Tulsi Gabbard. Cash Patel was there. When you go with Cash Patel, I didn't bring any money. Do you have any cash, Patel?
Wow.
And he has to pay for the hot dogs.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We've got plenty more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.